When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Picture me upon your knee, just a tea, a four, a two, and a two, a 14. Just me for you, and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Sugar, sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a girl for you and a boy for me. Oh, can you see how happy we would be?
That was Sarah Vaughan doing her tea for two cha-cha-cha. Maybe it's a chai tea or a cha-cha. Oh, never mind. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, 88.3 FM, broadcasting out of the really lovely Southampton, New York. Well, you're probably wondering, he played tea for two. I wonder what today's theme is. Is it tea? Is it Sarah Vaughan? Is it No No Nanette, the 1925 show from which that song sprang? Well, actually, it's none of the above. Today we are going to celebrate, if I had a Julie Stein fanfare, I would play it right now, our second anniversary on the air. That's right. Broadway to Main Street has been on the air now for 2 years. Can you believe it? January 9th. 2012 was our first program, and we brought you nearly 100 programs ever since then, and many different themes and topics and ideas and singers and personalities. I hope you've enjoyed them. So today we're just going to relax because it's January and maybe cold outside, so we're not going to make it a kind of show that you have a quiz afterwards, but just a lot of fun songs sung by great Broadway people with the word two in the title. Yes, that's as demanding as it gets. Of course, we heard Tea for Two, And the whole idea in the 20s and 30s, of course, were boy and girl songs, a bungalow for two, a bungalow and quag, a cottage for two, that kind of song. And, you know, obviously apostrophized by something like T for Two from No No Nanette. And here's a great song from a show I like very much. It was a 1938 smash hit called Pins and Needles, which was put together and performed by the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, hence the title. And the score was by Harold Rome, and it really encapsulated socially progressive youngsters during the depths of the Depression. And here's a great song from that. It's not from the original cast. It's from a studio recording. But it's really a charming song by Harold Rome called One Big Union for Two.
I've decided the only way I can woo you is to take a hint from the AFL and the CIO.
Now you're talking, perhaps I might listen to you. I don't say that I'll say yes, but I don't say I'll say no.
Then it's not too late to negotiate.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Perhaps we can agree. I'm on a campaign to make you mine. I'll picket you until you sign in one big union for two. No court's injunction can make me stop until your love is all closed shop in one big union for two. 7 days a week I want the right to call you mine both day and night. The hours may be long, but 50 million union members can't be wrong.
When we have joined up, perhaps there'll be a new recruit or two or three. For that's what teamwork can do. Have sit downs inside our gate. We'll never need to arbitrate in one big union for two.
We'll have no lockouts to make us frown, no scabbing when I'm out of town in one big union for two.
Will you pay your dues? They're very light. A kiss each day and a kiss each night. Our life will be a song. For
50 million union members can't be wrong. When we have signed up and made the grade, we'll add a member.
Union made who looks like me and like you.
Great song about a socially progressive twosome from Pins and Needles. Hello, this is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are celebrating our second anniversary on the air by songs with the word two in the title. We're not going to do Too Many Girls or Too Many Mornings or I Can Cook Two. We are using its homonym, T-W-O. So speaking of Rodgers and Hart, Too Many Girls, this is a song they wrote for On Your Toes in 1936 that talks about what it's like for a family in vaudeville. And the song is called Two a Day for Keith. And it's all about how often vaudevillian performers would have to perform a show. In this case, two a day for Keith and three a day for Lowe. So take it away.
I worked for Keith when I married Lil.
And after a year I got young Phil.
I couldn't pay the hospital bill.
So I was born in vaudeville.
It's a day for Keith and three a day for Lo. Pantages places for a day beside a supper show. But you're a favorite audience no matter where we go. With two a day for Keith and three a day for Lo. Remember my dad, old Phil the First.
And Phil the Second is not the worst.
As a dancing fool, Phil the Third is cursed.
It's two a day for Keith and three a day for Lo. For Valley Markers, five a day for half as much the dough. We never will forget you folks right here in Kokomo. With two a day for Keith and three a day for Lo.
That gives you a smattering of what vaudeville was like in the 20s and 30s. I love vaudeville. I've devoted a couple shows to it. Maybe we'll return to it in the new year, 2014. Well, today's topic is the word two to celebrate our second anniversary. And here is a great duet from probably my favorite, one of two or three Desert Island discs. Certainly the top three. Here's Sammy Davis Jr. and Carmen McRae as Hoagie Carmichael and Frank Lesser's Two Very Sleepy People.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire.
Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Yeah.
Father didn't like you at all.
He broke my arm once.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people
by dawn's early light,
and too much in love to say goodnight.
Little nest and get a bit of rest.
Well, here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame, two sleepy people
by dawn's early light.
Honey, is there any more cold chicken in the icebox?
Oh, just tons and tons of it, Sam.
Good.
And too much in love to say
good night.
Good night.
Gosh, aren't they adorable? You can just see why I loved that album. And those two singers, Carmen McRae and Sammy Davis. You almost broke my arm. Well, with a show devoted to the word two, T-W-O, of course we're going to hear a lot of duets, many of them romantic. Here's one of the more interesting and unique romantic duets in musical theater history. It's from South Pacific. And the two leads, Ezio Pinza and Mary Martin, were not, shall we say, well matched to sing opposite each other or in harmony, because Pinza was an opera singer and Mary Martin was a musical comedy performer. So Rodgers and Hammerstein artfully contrived for them to sing a duet that's not really a duet. It's called Twin Soliloquies, and it's one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever written for the American musical.
I've longed for someone young and smiling, climbing up my hill.
We are not alike. Probably I'd bore him. He's a cultured Frenchman, I'm a little hick.
Younger men than I, officers and doctors, probably pursue her. She could ever be.
Wonder why I feel cheery and jumpy. I am like a schoolgirl waiting for a dance.
Can I ask her now? I am like a schoolboy. What will be her answer? Do I have a chance?
Maude.
My contract says I'm tied to you.
And you certainly are.
But you're as free as a little bird is.
There's a word for you, you tainted saint.
Bobo.
But as a lady of restraint, I can't tell you what that certain word is.
Oh, how shocking.
Mine eyes have seen the battle light. I'm tired of being a satellite. Just another gal in your galaxy. If you want your double standard, then you don't want me.
If I should shake my hip a bit, then you greedy hypocrite, you dare to tell me I'm being shameless.
You have set a new Olympic mark for clearing hurdles in the dark, and yet you stand around acting blameless. You pull the switch, it's so routine. And just like any good machine, I'm to do just what you expect me to. Well, if that's your double standard, then a pox on you. You're famous on the boulevards. I bet you pose for postal cards. I'm sure nobody could do it better.
But if I should let an eyebrow twitch, I start with B and rhyme with itch. Like I'm the star of the Scarlet Letter.
Who knows how many times you've been cavorting down the street of sin.
Anywhere you hang your pants is hard.
If you want your double standard, we'll just have to roll.
You think I'm sweet and gentle and never wild.
But we're not children and I'm no child. Did it ever occur to you I could give you more? If you want your double standard, demand a double standard, then this is war.
Another kind of twosome from an underrated Broadway musical, O Captain. And there you heard Jacqueline McKeever and Eileen Rogers as the wife and the mistress of Tony Randall. Interesting song. Great, great fun score. It's a kind of song I love playing on Broadway to Main Street, and I hope you listeners have been enjoying them. Songs that are very high quality, but maybe the shows themselves didn't survive. So it's a great opportunity to serve up excellent music to you. Well, in terms of shows that didn't survive, there was one fellow who really never had a hit musical on Broadway, even though he was one of the greatest songwriters of the 20th century, and that was lyricist Johnny Mercer. If you're a frequent listener, you know that I adore Johnny Mercer and actually devoted a whole show to his Broadway, well, I wouldn't say his Broadway flops, his Broadway work. Here's a great song that he wrote for Bobby Darin, for another great duet album, like we heard earlier from Sammy Davis and Carmen McRae, just two fun people in a studio riffing off each other, Bobby Darin and Johnny Mercer singing Two of a Kind.
Bobby, I was thinking, what about the other side?
What do you mean the other side? I was born over here.
No, man. I mean the song we started on the other side.
You think the world is ready for it, John?
Yeah.
Billy?
William?
Two of a kind, for your information, we're two of a kind.
Two of a kind, it's my observation, we're two of a kind.
Like peas in a pod
and birds of a feather, alone or together you'll find that we are two of a kind. What's so wrong thinking life is a song and reaching for a star?
Who's to say if we'll go the whole way? At least we got this far.
Sharing our lot, our vittles and viands, we're two of an ilk.
Say, what if we've got rare Chateaubriands or crackers and milk?
Making it plain,
explaining it fully,
we're similarly inclined, because we're two of a kind. He's out of rhythm, I'm singing off key.
I never heard you do that, John. Say never you mind, 'cause I'm sticking with him to see above sea.
He's a for me, oh, need we explain? When he warbles sweetly, I'm flat and completely behind, because we're two of a kind. Kicks when I meet the cute chicks who hang around this land,
and especially when they whisper to me, hey, honey, who's your dad?
Two
of a sort,
like two pomegranates from off the same tree.
I'm with you, sport. Whatever you plan, it's a goes double with me.
It's a goes double with you,
yeah.
Yeah, I got a terrible thought.
Most frightfully upsetting.
And yet we are getting resigned to being two of a kind.
We're two of a kind.
We like working single
or working in two.
Keep us in mind. Give us a jingle. We got taps on our shoes.
We'll dance.
We're both of us like the Tower of Pisa.
I'm a leaner like a Hisa inclined.
Because we're two of a kind.
Because we're two of a kind.
Yeah. That was Bobby Darin and Johnny Mercer sharing their respective and overlapping talents on a great album called Two of a Kind. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, here in Southampton, New York. And today we're taking it nice and easy, as another fellow once said. We're just relaxing with music that has, and songs that have the word two in the title. Why, you may ask, if you've turned in late? Shame on you. It's because we are celebrating our second anniversary of this program, Broadway to Main Street, on this station. And I want to thank again Dr. Wally Smith for supporting this program and for our loyal listeners who I hope are tuning in and keep tuning in. I'm going to try to think of songs with the word 20 in the title, because 18 years from now we're going to do a 20th anniversary show. What do you think about that? Well, since we're being sort of casual here, we're looking at songs that have the word two in the title, and now we have two songs that have not only two in the title, but the same title. Sort of inevitable. The title is It Takes Two, and the first one we'll hear is from the musical Into the Woods, music and lyrics, of course, by Stephen Sondheim, Joanna Gleason, and Chip Zion. And then we'll hear a completely different take on the same idea from the musical Hairspray. So It Takes Two versions of It Takes Two to be a Broadway to Main Street fan, and let's start with the one from Into the Woods.
You've changed. You're daring, you're different in the woods. More sure, more sharing, you're getting us through the woods. If you could see, you're not the man who started, and much more open-hearted than I knew you to be.
It takes two. I thought one was enough. It's not true. It takes two of us. You came through. When the journey was rough, it took you. It took two of us. It takes care. It takes patience and fear and despair to change. Though you swear to change, who can tell if you do? It takes two.
You've changed. You're thriving. There's something about the woods. Not just surviving. You're blossoming in the woods. At home, I'd fear we'd stay the same forever. And then out here, you're passionate, charming, considerate, clever.
It takes one. To begin, but then once you've begun, it takes two of you, it's no fun. But what needs to be done, you can do. When there's two of you, if I dare, it's because I'm becoming aware of us as a pair of us, each accepting a share of what's there.
We've changed, we're strangers. I'm meeting you in the woods. Who minds what dangers? I know we'll get past the woods.
and wants. We're past. Let's hope the changes last. Beyond woods, beyond witches and slippers and hoods, just the two of us, beyond lies, safe at home with our beautiful prize. Just a few of us. It takes trust. It takes just a bit more and we're done. We want four, we have none, we've got three. We need one. It takes two.
Cannot be denied. But what good's a man's world without a woman by his side? And so I will wait until that moment you decide that I'm your man and you're my girl, that I'm the sea and you're the pearl. It takes two, baby. It takes two. King ain't a king without the power behind the throne. A prince is a pauper, babe, without a chick to call his own. So please, darling, choose me. I don't wanna rule alone. Tell me I'm your king and you're my queen, that no one else can come between. It takes two. Mrs. Claus has old St. Nick. Romeo had Juliet. And Liz, well, she has her dick. They say it takes two to tango. Well, that tango's child's play. So take me to the dance floor. And we'll twist the night away. Just like Frankie Avalon had his favorite musketeer here. I dream of a lover, babe, to say the things I long to hear. So come closer, baby, oh, and whisper in my ear. Tell me you're my girl and I'm your boy, that you're my pride and I'm your joy. I'm the sand and you're the tide. I'll be the
That was from the original Broadway cast of Hairspray, appropriating a title used by Stephen Sondheim earlier. I wonder what Steve thought about that. Well, we're looking at songs with the word two in the title, and the phrase two by two seems a natural, and in fact it was used twice, this time, or in both cases, by Richard Rodgers. Richard Rodgers and Sondheim wrote a musical called Do I Hear a Waltz in 1965, and it was about a single woman from America who visited Venice and finds herself rather alone and detached. And here's a song that was actually cut from that show, recorded probably because they thought it might be a hit, by Tony Bennett before the show even landed on Broadway. And then Two by Two became, 5 years later, the title of a Richard Rodgers, Martin Sharnan musical about, obviously, Noah's Ark, starring Danny Kaye. So here are two by twos. What is that, four, eight? I'm not good at math. Anyway, let's listen to Tony Bennett sing a cut song from Do I Hear a Waltz.
Thank you. by two, by two. Everybody is two, by two, by two. Everybody is him and her. Everybody is he and she. Everybody is arm in arm, two by two, and cookie makes three. One has none to lose. By myself I can say and do what I choose. But it's funny when all is said and done, one and one make one. Have you heard the news? The world goes on by twos. Has none to lose. By myself I can say and do what I choose. But it's funny when all is said and done, one and one make one. Have you heard the news? The world.
Two by two have come to us, two by two. Just look at them, two by two. The animals, small kinds and fat kinds, all kinds of cat kinds, handsome or gruesome, everyone's a twosome. Jaffy, two by two. It's natural, two by two. It's wonderful going boating with a floating zoo. Those who meet God's terms can come, pachyderms can come, teeny worms can come, even germs can come, if they come together, two by two. Two by two, it's logical, two by two.
It's comfortable,
two by two. It's catchy, no?
Two by two. It's practical.
God has decreed to, therefore you need to.
Ham's got and Shem's got.
Go and get what them's got, Jaffy, two by two. Go make yourself two by two. And climb aboard, plenty room for you and you know who. Lots of things are done by one.
Looms are spun by one.
Races won by one. Ships are run by one. When it comes to families, two by two.
The flyers are. The brothers are
donkeys and monkeys, all brought their monkeys.
Camels and crickets, all got family tickets. Chaffee, two by two.
Don't hesitate.
Two by two. It's time that you did what me and Mama used to do. Will you hug and smooch, you will. Bet your boot you will. If she's cute, you will. Feel so mutual. In a bed, it's better. Two by two.
Here they come.
Aboard two by two.
They'll sleep aboard
green bugs and red bugs, June bugs and bed bugs, buzzing and zooming.
See them bride and grooming, Jaffy,
two by two. Two by two.
That was the title number from the musical 2x2, words by Martin Sharn and music by Richard Rodgers. And yes, that was Danny Kaye as Noah herding his family and all those animals, which were imaginary. They were pantomimed in the original production, onto Noah's Ark. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at the word two in various songs to celebrate our second anniversary on the air. We heard a cut song from Do I Hear a Waltz, lyrics by Sondheim earlier. Now let's hear a cut song from one of his own shows, from A Little Night Music, an early rendition between Henrik and Anne, the son of Frederick, the leading actor, and his new wife, who are both similar in age but completely disparate in outlooks in life. A wonderful song. Performed for the review Marry Me a Little about, 25, 28 years ago. Two fairy tales cut from A Little Night Music.
Once upon a time,
there lived a princess,
there lived a knight,
who was exceedingly beloved,
was devout,
who had a kingdom,
in a kingdom,
which was perfect,
which was wretched,
which was carpeted with jewels,
which was under someone's curse.
She was beset on every side,
it was beset,
with handsome princes,
with giant trolls,
and lesser nobles,
and with dragons,
bearing gifts and begging marriage,
bringing famine.
She would spurn them,
he would pray,
and they would kill themselves at duels.
And it constantly got worse, of course, the knight was much inspired.
But the princess soon grew tired
by the misery at hand
of all the fire she had fed.
And as time went on,
she thought, I must wed someone.
I must do something to alleviate the sorrow in the land.
Now there were three princes,
dragons
in particular
named
Virtue,
Falsehood,
Kindness,
Greed,
and Excellence,
and Lust.
But she could not,
he could not,
choose,
refuse the call
at all.
He bade his wife,
she bade the three appear,
farewell, for go he must, then to the west.
She got her wizard to suggest,
the knight set off upon his quest,
a sort of test.
He bore his crest,
but her behest,
as if possessed,
the princely suitors did their best,
nor did he rest,
and who'd have guessed,
he was obsessed.
All three were tested, and they passed.
He found a priest.
She was depressed.
He made a fast and was confessed.
To say the least.
He never ceased.
But she got dressed.
Until at last he had laid waste.
And served a feast where she was faced.
And turned to dust
with
the dragons.
With princess Virtue,
Falsehood,
Kindness,
Greed,
and Excellence.
And Lust.
After many years, the king, her father,
the noble knight,
who'd been abroad in search of truth,
who'd lost an arm,
returned to find the kingdom wretched,
the kingdom perfect,
all activity resumed. To his dismay,
he also found, to his dismay,
his daughter mad,
his wife had died,
with indecision.
with the waiting.
She had lapsed into a coma.
And his children,
while her suitors,
left alone,
had grown restless and offended,
had been starving and were doomed.
And so the king, to ease her sorrow,
saw the court upon the morrow,
passed a curious decree,
proclaimed a holiday to be,
that she could marry all three suitors.
And the day was named for him.
Did she feel guilty? No.
Oh yes, and it was wonderful to see. So he lived, not for long,
ever after,
ever watchful for,
with virtue,
falsehood,
kindness,
greed,
and excellence,
and lust.
That's a tale,
which was read me by my father, and there's probably a moral to be pointedly discussed, but it's always been my favorite, and I read it when I'm gloomy, and though fairy tales are foolish, that's a fairy tale to trust.
Suzanne Henry and Craig Lucas with a cut song from A Little Night Music. Well, we're celebrating the word two in our show today for our second anniversary, but maybe we should also celebrate the idea of duos and teams the closest to team you could come up with actually is a pair of Siamese twins. And yes, they were the subject of a musical called Sideshow, starring Alice Ripley and Emily Skinner. So we'll hear those twins sing When I'm By Your Side, and then we'll go into another odd duo from the American musical, an alter ego, a writer named Stein and his detective creation named Stone, a great Cy Coleman, David Zippel piece. So here are two duos. First, we'll start from Sideshow.
You are my favorite new playmate. I love the fun you provide. A song and a laugh are better by half when I'm by your side. Happy to be your companion. Glad that I qualified. I feel as grand as the canyon when I'm by your side. People stop dead when they've seen us. We take their staring in stride. Can't fit a needle between us when I'm by your side. We're an unusual duo.
Spell out. You are a novel pain. One speck of lint that fell out the last time that I picked my brain.
You are so jealous of my track record. Tolstoy, do tell us your feeble hack record. Your weak knees brand you soft and unstable. One small threat and you fold like a card table. drool at my adventures. Your broads in bed are bored. Go home and soak your dentures. Your pen is no match for my sword. You're nothing without me. I know. I'm your meal ticket, knee-deep in cheap fiction.
You gloating ignoramus, you haven't any shame.
Hey, I'm a famous Seamus, and most people don't know your name.
Just heard James Naughton and Greg Edelman as one of the great musical comedy duos in history from City of Angels. Well, listeners, I'm nothing without you, and today we have kept the idea of two or duos or doubles and twins in our musical memory bank to celebrate the second anniversary of Broadway to Main Street on the air. It seems unbelievable to me that January 9th, 2012, all that long ago, we had our first show. But now we have almost 100 shows on podcasts, and they are available on the station's website, PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org, and you can go to Broadway to Main Street under Programs and scroll through and select them. And I'm hopeful in the new year, 2014, we'll have our own Broadway to Main Street Facebook page, which will make that a little easier, and a Twitter hashtag. I don't know what a hashtag is. Sounds like something you get at a diner, but we're going to make all that work so all of our listeners can be a part of this great enterprise called Broadway to Main Street. I want to thank the wonderful people at WPPB, our extremely talented engineer, Kyle Lynch, and Dr. Wally Smith and Bonnie Grice, who've always been helpful and supportive of this show. And as I said, come to the website and listen to all of our past recordings. Stay tuned to our ongoing recordings every week at 3 o'clock. We try to do a new show, and let us know. There is a nice comment page on the Peconic Broadcasting website. So let us know if you want to hear other songs. So we're going to close out with Two for the Road, a song about companionship. So if you listen to the show on the radio in your car, you and I will be two for the road, ongoing for another year or two or three or 20. Here's Hillary Cole and Steve Kuhn to sing Two for the Road.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a love.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.